Is there an explanation for two brothers rising to their feet at the same time? Well, I think the explanation is that the two brothers are really eager to worship the Lord. And we're not perfect, and we don't always perfectly perceive the leading of the Spirit. And the thing to do, I think, when that happens, is for one or other of the brothers, sometimes a brother is a little hard of hearing and doesn't catch the other brother at the same time, but whatever the case, if one brother would graciously say, you know, I'm sorry, sit down, let the other brother carry on, and when he's done, well, then the other brethren probably should wait to let that brother now express himself and not assume the first one who got in was the right one and the other one was the wrong one. To assume that they're both, you know, a young man quite often is trying to get into the flow, try to understand how to break in. And sometimes what happens, of course, young men, they'll sit hovering an inch or two off their seat, and they're not quite sure of themselves. They're not quite sure what they're going to say. And then just as they start to make the move, an older brother steps into the water before them. And so for 38 years, some of them hover there, not quite, you know, not quite making it. Well, hopefully it's not 38 years. But it's good to wait on one another. In other words, to be considerate of one another in the thing. And if a brother does get up along with another brother, it's not that one's right or wrong. Just to say, well, thank the Lord for brethren who are eager to worship him, to lead us in worship. We're thankful for that. And brother, you can go ahead. You know, I think that's a good thing to do. I don't think there's any great, we could say, well, one's right and one's wrong. Maybe they're both wrong. I don't know. the Lord will forgive you for being over eager to worship him and his son.